ask that you pray for us. Certainly lift us up today that God would just take his word and bless it. And I believe it will be a word of blessing for each and every one of us today in this message of encouragement. For God's people need to be encouraged. We need to be lifted up and be able to draw strength from the Lord and also from our brothers and sisters and from our church through and by the Holy Spirit that God has placed here and that we appreciate so much today. Reading one verse in the 21st chapter of the book of Matthew, because no matter what year we're in, no matter what the situation is, no matter what circumstance in life, in fact, just no matter where you're at in life, there's only one thing that helps and to get us through this world, and that is prayer. The most important tool that we have is prayer today, and I wanted to encourage all of us this morning from the 22nd verse, where he said, in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. Just that one verse this morning. And the key to it is that he said that you had to ask and believe, and then you shall receive. And I like to preach on that for just a few minutes of time, that often we begin to look at all the things that we're faced with and all the circumstances that's around us. And many of us, we will be the first to admit that these are bigger than what we are, and we don't really understand. As our Sunday school teacher taught this morning, and as that song that Casey and Tara just sung, that we don't understand how we're to face situations in our life and circumstances that we go through. But the Bible teaches us that even though we may not know, there is still a God in heaven that does know. He has the answer to everything that you and I are looking for in our world today. That we often look at it and say there's no hope. But as long as God is on the throne, there's hope for our people today that are struggling and our people that are lost and undone without the Lord. But I like to preach about prayer because we not only have, when we pray, not only do we pray for ourselves, but we pray for so many others that need a touch from the Lord. And as we began to pray and we began to seek God and ask His will to be done in their lives, the Bible says that it teaches us in the book of Proverbs in the 15th chapter that God hears and the prayers of the righteous. He hears the prayers of the righteous. How many of you know this morning that although we may not have the answer, God knows. He knows what the answer is. Even though we can't figure it out and we can't work it out, God knows exactly what it is that we stand in need of. And James said it like this in the 5th chapter. He said, the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Much. Don't you like that verse? It availeth much. That no matter when we come to the realization that you and I don't know the answer, but we know who we can go to get the answer is when we have just contacted and made contact, I should say, with the greatest source of power there is in this world. And his name is still called Jehovah. He is still God, Lord God Almighty. And he's still there for his people that need the answer to their prayers. And before we can really get into how that we believe and we shall receive, we have to first look at what is prayer. And we know that it's petitions or to ask of God. But I like the definition that it is the sincere desires of our heart. What is it that we desire more than anything else at this juncture in our life? What is it that we desire from God more than anything else? And when we begin to look at all the things that's going on in the world and in the sadness that you have in your life and home and the things, the rough times that we all must go through, I still believe that the greatest desire that we have as God's people is that our people that are lost and undone without Him would be saved before it's too late. Because everything else, God's going to take care of. And whatever doesn't get taken care of on this side, how many of you know that heaven's going to fix it all? Amen. Help me preach for a few minutes this morning. As I began to look through the Word of God and began to think about all the prayers that we have prayed and all the answers that God has sent, I cannot tell you that God has ever let us down. But He's always been there, Brother Ron, to lift us up and to encourage us and give us that which it may not have been what we was looking for, but how many of you know that God knows what we need more than we know what we need? And He has never given us anything that was not the answer to our prayers in a way that we hadn't even expected the Lord to move. The Bible teaches us that not only do we ask in prayer, but we believe and we shall receive. And some folks might say, well, that's written a long time ago. We're in a new era of time. And how can God do all these things with a world has changes in such the way that it has? The world may have changed, but God is still in control. He's not looking at the circumstances of the world and saying, well, time has changed and I can't fix that. There is nothing that is wrong that God cannot fix. Amen. The Bible tells us here that there are many circumstances that we pray. The Bible says in the book of Acts and going back even to the book of Mark, that when the church began to pray, there was great things that happened. How many of you remember that in the book of Acts on several different occasions, in the second chapter, probably the most well-versed, is that when the church was praying in the first chapter and they did what God told them to do, in the second chapter, as the Holy Ghost moved through the midst of their meeting place, that there was over 3,000 souls that was added to the kingdom of God. People say that was back then. Go over a few more chapters, and the Bible says that they was praying here again, and they began to serve God. There was over 5,000 souls that was added to the kingdom of God. The church has still got the power through prayer to see great things happen in our lives today. We ought not limit ourselves to what the world and the things that's going on out there, but we ought to realize that, yes, we are going to have hard times in this world, and yes, the devil is fighting, but when we come into this building as a church and we begin to pray and seek God, we can see the answers move from heaven above. I have seen it time and time again, and I know that what God did for us yesterday, He'll do the same thing for us again today. And if time goes on tomorrow, the same God that we pray to today will pray to tomorrow, and He'll hear us tomorrow, and He will answer our prayers tomorrow as well. Does anybody else have that kind of confidence in God that He's still a prayer answering God? Look around you this morning. I'm going to try to preach fast, but look around you this morning and you will see the answer to many prayers here in this congregation. The prayers that have been answered over the years. And I just don't want you to think about sickness and healing and things like that. But every one of us that are saved, we are saved because somebody loved us enough to take our name before God and to pray for us. And because they pray, we are saved by the grace of God today. The Bible says that not only was the church that prayed there and they saw great things happen, but you remember that there was the man that had he was deaf and had an impediment of speech. And you remember that the church brought them to where Jesus was at, and they asked the Lord that he would be healed. And the Bible says that the Lord, you remember, spoke the word and his tongue was loose and his ears was open to where he could hear and speak. And we sometimes forget that what we need to do, instead of trying to offer answers to them and suggestions, what we need to do is take them to the one that has the answer that they stand in need of. Take them to God and say, Lord, you know exactly what's wrong with them today. You know exactly what is wrong with their lives and what they're going through. And the Lord is able to do more through the movement of the Holy Spirit than you and I are, than by any other method or methodology that we might come up with, because God knows what's going on in their heart. You and I see their actions, but we don't know what's going on in their heart. God knows what's going on, and He's able to speak the word that they stand in need of. And my mind went back to many a times when mothers would pray for their children and fathers would pray for their children and brothers and sisters. And I just want to preach on this for a few minutes of time this morning. But we all know about, in the book of Matthew, when we go there in the 15th chapter, about the Canaanite woman who come to the Lord and said, "Lord, my daughter is vexed by a devil, that she is the devil has just got hold of her, and there is nothing that we can do with her." This woman, when she realized that there was nothing else that she could do, she took her daughter to the Lord and said, "Lord, I cannot fix her. The doctors cannot fix her. But I know, because I have heard about what you have done, that you are able to speak the word this morning." Somebody else is feeling what I'm feeling in this house. And because this mother took her daughter to the Lord, the Bible says that the God that we serve today spoke the word, and the devil was cast out of that young woman. I declare to you today, moms and dads, we need to take our children to God in prayer and say, "Lord, you know exactly how the devil has got them vexed." And people say, "Do you still believe that the devil vexes people in 2013? Folks, I believe it with all my heart. If we would just take them to God and say, "Lord, you've got to move the devil out of their life," we would see great things happen in their world and in our world today. And many of you remember how in 2 Kings, in the 4th chapter, how that the Shunammite woman, how that the God had blessed her with a great gift, given her a son. And when that son was even at the point of death and may have even been dead, the Bible says that no matter what it was that come against her, she knew that that child was a gift from God, and she went right back to the source that gave her that child and said, "Lord," he said, "then you have to come. You need to fix what is wrong with my son." And I like her thought and the way that she looked at it as she was traveling. No matter where she went, here her son was home. And if you'll have it, he was there with her, I should say, as she traveled to meet with the man of God. But when she everywhere she went, everybody would ask her about what was going on. And her philosophy was, "It is well," because she knew that she wasn't going to just anybody. Folks, when we begin to pray, we're not going to just anybody, but we are going to the great God Almighty, the one who spoke the world into existence, the one who did all the great things for the patriarchs. But I can't just stop with what he's done for the patriarchs, because I can only testify about that which he has done for me. And I know that there's never been a prayer called upon the Lord that he has not answered this morning. In fact, the Bible says that he will hear and answer our prayers if we will pray faith believing. And it's not just mothers that take their children before the Lord. The Bible says that there was a father that had a son that was a lunatic. And the Bible says that he took his son and he began to call upon God through Jesus Christ. And he said, "Have mercy on my son." How many of us as fathers and mothers today, we need to be praying to God and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son. Have mercy on my daughter." Because, you see, they don't even know where they're at and how far from the Lord that they are, Brother Ron. But God knows exactly where they're at today. And he's able to speak to them in such a way that they cannot run or hide from God. How many of you have ever tried to hide from God and you find out that there is no hiding place when it comes to you and your relationship with the Lord? And then I also thought about this. You say, "Well, if I can't pray for them, and I need to be careful with this." The Bible says that it's not everyone that we want to pray for that we're able to pray for. That's why we need brothers and sisters in the church, Jim, because if God won't let me pray, maybe he'll let you pray. Hallelujah to the Lamb. When I cannot pray,
When I cannot speak, and there's somebody that's in the house that can just get a hold of God. If one person can just ring the prayer bells of heaven, I know that we can look for the answer to come today. Many folks are looking around saying, what are we going to do? We don't understand it. We can't fix all the things that's wrong. But folks, you and I may not be able to, but God can fix everything that is wrong if we will pray faith believing this morning. And the Bible says not just these, but brothers and sisters that's able to pray. You remember when Lazarus died, Mary and Martha sent the word and said, Lord, if you would have just been here, our brother would still be alive. You know what they were saying? They had the prayer. They had the faith in their prayers that if they would ask it of God. And that's what prayer is. It's asking of God what you truly want with all your heart. And I want to preach it as much as this morning, church, is that we need to put all this foolishness behind us. We need to put off all these things. If God doesn't put it upon our hearts to pray for it, we ought to lay it aside and leave it alone. But there's some things that God has put upon our hearts that you say, well, I prayed to him yesterday about that. And I prayed to him the day before and last week and last month, and I still have not seen an answer. You know what my text would be this morning? Pray on and pray on, because God will hear and answer your prayers today. I think it was on Wednesday night I cited, or maybe last Sunday night, that I cited this. Has anybody else read in the book of Daniel where he prayed and no answer come for 21 days? And when the angel come and brought the answer, he said, the Lord heard your prayer from the very first day. Oh. From the very first time you pray, God heard your prayer. Somebody ought to be on shouting ground this morning to know that you have prayed and prayed and prayed. You've not seen the answer come. But folks, the devil can't stop your answer forever. Someday when you least expect it, your answer is going to show up. And God's going to show how big he is, because he heard and he's answered your prayer today. The Bible says that there was a man that also that had a nobleman that had a son. And he began to seek the Lord and he called upon the Lord. One of my favorite verses in all the Bible, no doubt, besides it is well. When I go back to that woman, that Shunammite woman that was back there, is this one here, that when he sent the word, he could not go or be there himself. But he sent the word, or I'm sorry, he went to be there because he left his son behind, and he went to the Lord and said, no doubt that he's tried everything else in the world to get this man, to get his son healed well so that he could be with him. And when everything else failed, he decided that he had heard about a man that was close by that had the answer that he was looking for. He went himself to him. Sometimes, church, we cannot send somebody else to do our praying. We just got to go before the Lord ourselves and say, God, this is what I have need of in my heart and in my life this morning. And the Bible says that when he got there, he told the Lord about all that was wrong with his son. And the Lord, he said, he didn't go home with him. He said, in fact, he says, I'm not even worthy that you should come into my house. He said, but if you will just speak the word. Anybody else have that kind of faith this morning? Lord, if you will just speak the word, I know that my son will be made whole. And the Lord sent him on his way back to his house. And when he got there, he began to inquire about his son's healing. And Larry said, about what time yesterday or the day before was it that he began to get better? And they told him, and some folks would say, Sister Debbie, that it was a coincidence that at the same hour that Jesus was speaking to him is the hour that his son started to get better. You can call it a coincidence if you want to. I want to say that when God speaks, you can look for things to happen immediately. It'll take a place and it will change today. We need to realize that we pray for our children, we pray for our brothers and sisters, we pray for our in our churches, we pray for those all kinds of different needs. Just this morning, we have heard of many different prayer requests. We've heard for those that are brokenhearted because death has come. We've heard of those that have got sicknesses and need a healing, if it be the Lord's will. We've heard about those that got financial needs that need some intervention. We've heard about all kinds of situations. And I know that we just heard just a small spackling of all the things that's upon our hearts and your hearts today. But folks, let me tell you, it doesn't matter what the need is. There is nothing that is impossible for our God to take care of. He is the God that provides for all things. Anything it is that we have need of, how many of you know if God can't provide it, it can't be found today? But if God would just speak the word, he can take and fill every need that we have. And I love having brothers and sisters that can pray for us. But there are some times that we just need to go and pray for ourselves. In just a few minutes, we're going to have an altar call. But I wish God's people wouldn't wait for the song of invitation to be sung. But when the Lord moves, people would just go. And because that's the time that God wants you to pray. But the Bible gives us several different situations where people couldn't depend on somebody else. Can I put this in? As much as I love y'all, and I know that you can get a prayer through. When my burdens are so heavy and my needs are so great, there's nobody that can pray for me like I can. Nobody that can tell God how my heart feels like I can. Nobody can tell him the desires that I have like I can. The Bible says that there was a leper that came to the Lord, and no doubt his family may have known the Lord, or some of them may have known, but nobody could tell the Lord about his situation like that leper man could. The Bible also says, you remember about Legion, how that they tried to constrain him with fetters and chains, and that no matter how hard they tried, he would always break those chains, and he would be naked running around the tombs because he was possessed with so much of the devil that they could not contain this man. But see, there was one day when a man come into the midst of where he was at, down in the Gadarene country, that when he saw this man from afar off, he ran to where the Lord was at. We need to just, when we realize the Lord is in the house, can I preach it like that? We just need to take off and run to where the Lord's at, because he's the only help that we can find for what we're going through. The Bible says that this man, they tried to help him. The society tried to help him. The world tried to help him, but there was nothing that they could do. Instead of getting better, he was just the same or even worse. But after he had a talk with Jesus, after he prayed, and if you'll have it this morning, the Bible says that he told the Lord about all the things that he had wrong with him. Because you remember, the Lord said, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion, for we are many." He told him exactly through that statement of just telling him his name about all the things that he had wrong in his life. But you know what? When the world gave up on him, moms and dads, when we might give up on each other or give up on the children, give up on brothers and sisters getting saved, you know what? When they gave up on him, the next thing after he had a talk with Jesus, they found him clothed and in his right mind sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ. You tell me the Lord can't make a difference. When people really pray, God can take over and perform the work that is needed. But one of my favorite stories, when I think about people praying for themselves, and then I want to ask Rob and Sharon, if they would, to get us a song of invitation. You remember when Jesus was crucified upon the cross of Calvary? The Bible says that there was two malefactors that was crucified with him. The one said, "If you be the Christ, deliver yourself and us from this awful place of torment, and where we're about to be killed and die for those things which we have done." And the other one looked at him and said, "You be quiet. You and I are getting exactly what we deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." But then look what he did, church, if you will, today. He looked at Christ and he said, "Lord, rememberest thou me when thou comest into thy kingdom?" And because he sought the Lord and he prayed that prayer, the Bible says that Jesus, I believe, looked at him straight in the eye and said, "Today shall thou be with me in paradise." Folks, that's the kind of answers we want to our prayers, is it not? That when we pray, we hear from God. God answers our prayers and we're able to rejoice. This man was about to die, but I can... Throw you my thought this morning, if it'd be all right. Even though he was about to die, I see a man rejoicing hanging on the cross because he knew the moment that he left this world that he would be in paradise with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This morning while we stand and they sing a verse of a song, I'm going to ask you, this morning, moms and dads and young men and women, that no matter what it is, it's upon your heart right now at this moment. Don't wait for some other moment. Don't wait for somebody else to move. But whatever it is that's upon your heart, I'm asking you to just bring it to the Lord and pray like you have never prayed before, because we are running out of time today, church. We're running out of time, and we played around long enough. It's time for God's people to get serious about our work for the Lord, our prayers, and to be able to see things happen in people's lives. And if you're lost this morning, it's time that you begin to pray for yourself like you have never prayed. Would you do that while they sing a verse of a song of invitation? Just bring it to the Lord and pray. Whatever it is right now, it's upon your heart. You ought to pray about it, because tomorrow might be too late. This afternoon or tonight might be too late. But while God is impressing it upon your heart, now is the time to pray. Would you do that? Several have already come in. Why don't you do that? How about you, young man and woman, that you know that there's that part of your life that's just missing? You know that that emptiness in your life. But you know that there's a God that can fill it if you will just ask him to save you this morning. You that are Christians, if you'll just ask the Lord to help you. Today, there's a spirit that's in the house of God. God will hear and answer your prayer if you'll just take it to him. Would you do that today? He'll always abide with you. Remember, he's holding out all to you. Just step out this morning, faith believing that God will hear and answer your prayer. Oh, for the crippled man to rise and walk. Anybody else this morning? That while your heart is so broken, now's the time to take it to God. Now's the time to just pray like you've never prayed before for that burden that's upon your heart. Here on this first Sunday in 2013, no better time to get serious about working for the Lord than this morning. And get your prayer life started off for this new year in such a way that you have power like you've never had before with God. Anybody else this morning? You need to move. Now's the time. While these are still praying, Rob, Sharon, sing us another song. One of your songs.